Okay, now Eve is going to come and read to us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today I'm reading Mark chapter 3, verse 13 to 19. Jesus chooses the 12 apostles. Then Jesus went up a hill and called to himself the men he wanted. They came to him, and he chose 12, whom he I have chosen two to be with me, he told them. I will also send you out to preach, and you will have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he chose. Simon, Jesus gave him the name Peter. James and his brother John, the sons of Zebedee, which gave them the name of Boanerges, which means men of thunders. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Patriot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Okay, well, this morning we've just been thinking about some people whose names we knew, or some people who really we knew for what they did rather than for remembering their name. It's quite strange in our day of celebrity status that actually some of those people who have made the biggest difference in the world, had the greatest impact, their names are not familiar to us. But that doesn't lessen the impact of what they achieved. They are important people whose actions have made a significant difference to our lives, even if their names are not well known to us. And in a way, the same is true for the disciples we're focusing on this morning. This morning we're going to be looking at three disciples. We're looking at James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Patriot, and Thomas. Now these three guys were all very different. Simon the Patriot was a Jewish revolutionary. He was part of a group who violently opposed the rule of the Romans, and he was really looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. But his expectations were that the Messiah was going to come and he would take control by force, overthrowing the Romans violently and then releasing the Jewish people from their oppression. Then we had James, the son of Alphaeus. He was also known as James the Less. Now, James the Less, compared to Simon the Patriot, was a much quieter sort of guy. We know that from his nickname, James the Less. James the Less, as opposed to James, who was much greater. Now, maybe James the Less was just smaller. Maybe he was younger. Or maybe his character was just not so imposing on people. Now, either way, the Bible doesn't tell us anything particularly significant about James the Less, James the son of Alphaeus. Apart from being listed with the 12 disciples, as we've just heard, neither James nor Simon are mentioned specifically by name anywhere else in the Bible. But we know that whenever we read passages that talk about what Jesus and his disciples did, these two would have been there. They were part of that group. So James and Simon would have been giving out food to 5,000 people. And they would have seen how Jesus provided a satisfying meal from just 5 loaves and 2 fish. James and Simon were in the boat when Jesus calmed the storm. They watched as Jesus made a blind man see and a lame man walk. And they were then sent out by Jesus to do the same. James the Less, Simon the Patriot, and Thomas, they all travelled to different towns telling people about Jesus. And in his name, They also healed people who were sick and brought transformation to people's lives. What an adventure these guys must have had. James and Simon were just two ordinary guys, very different from each other, but they had one thing in common. They were called by Jesus, chosen by him to continue his mission. And when Jesus called them, he accepted them exactly as they were, but he also saw their potential of who they could be. Now, Thomas is a little bit different to James and Simon because we do know a little bit about Thomas. But Thomas is usually remembered for one thing. What's Thomas remembered for? For doubting. It's a shame because actually Thomas was a very brave and courageous disciple. But Thomas struggled to believe that Jesus had really come back to life again. And so we know him quite often as Doubting Thomas. But Thomas, like James and Simon, was also accepted by Jesus, just as he was, even with his doubts, and invited to be part of Jesus' mission to the world. Now, there's something significant about the disciples being called specifically by name by Jesus that we can easily miss. You see, when Jewish children began to learn about God in the temple, they were about 6 years old. By the time they were about 10 years old, those that showed natural abilities to learn the scriptures would distance themselves from the rest, and they would go on to learn the scriptures at a higher level. Those who didn't continue their education would return home and they'd learn the family trade. By the age of 14, only the best of the best were still studying. And those who were still learning would then apply to a rabbi to be his disciple. Now, this meant far more than being a student. Their goal was to be just like that rabbi. They looked at that rabbi and they wanted to teach what the rabbi taught, to live exactly as he lived. And so when a rabbi was approached by a student, he'd look at the student and think, now, can that student do what I do? Has he got what it takes to be like me? The rabbi would question the student, and if he thought he could be like him, he'd say, come then and follow me. Now think about Jesus' disciples. Think of what we know them. Many of them, we know their trades. Many of them were working when Jesus called them. So they weren't necessarily the best of the best. They hadn't studied scripture. But when Jesus looked at them, he said, follow me. In effect, what he was saying was, I'm looking at you, and I know you've got what it takes to do what I do, to say what I say, to continue my teaching and my mission in the world. When Jesus chose Thomas, James the Less, and Simon the Patriot to be his disciples, he accepted them just as they were, even if James was younger or smaller or quieter and tended to be in the background. Even if Simon was expecting a fight, a violent takeover, and he hadn't quite understood the way that Jesus was going to bring in his kingdom. Even if Thomas had no end of questions and doubts, Jesus saw who they were and welcomed them in because he loved them. But he also saw their potential. And he knew that by his Spirit, these guys could also say what he said, do what he did, and be like him. Now today, each one of us is called by God to journey with him into that great adventure. Jesus looks at every single one of us, just as we are, and he loves us. Doesn't matter if we're upfront people or if we're quiet and we tend to stay in the background. Jesus loves us for who we are. It doesn't matter if we have questions and doubts, and sometimes we struggle to believe. God is big enough to handle our doubts. He loves us for who we are, but he sees the potential of who he created us to be. And he chooses us because he knows we can continue his mission in the world. All he asks of us is that we choose to follow him. He wants us to say, yes, I want to journey with you. I want to learn to say what you would say, to do what you would do. He wants us to look to him so he can help us to be like him and see life transformed. Now, maybe sometimes we feel a bit more like James and Simon, that there are others around us that seem more significant. And in comparison, we fade into the background. But Jesus sees every one of us as we are. And he says if we choose to follow him, he can use us to make a difference in our world. There's a story of an English family who went on holiday to Scotland. And one day their little boy decided to go for a swim in a loch. And while he was swimming, he suddenly developed severe cramp in his leg. The pain was so great that he couldn't keep swimming and he began to go under the water. Along the edge of a loch, a local boy was out walking. And seeing the English lad in trouble, he dived in and he pulled him ashore, saving his life. The parents of the English boy ran over and they thanked the local lad for saving their son. They took him back home and they spent the whole journey sharing their thanks with him. And as they chatted, the English gentleman said to the Scottish boy, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" "Oh, I suppose I'll be a farmer," said the Scottish lad. Well, the Englishman asked, "Well, think about it. If you could do anything, anything in the world, what would be your dream?" "Well," the boy replied, "I'd love to be a doctor. But my family couldn't afford to send me to get the education I need. So I guess I'll be a farmer like my dad." The Englishman looked at him and said, "You want to be a doctor? I'll pay for you to go to medical school. You saved my son's life. It's the least I can do for you." And that's what he did. Now, years later, Winston Churchill was travelling abroad and he was struck with pneumonia. Everyone with him was extremely worried, and Churchill asked for them to send for his friend, a man by the name of Alexander Fleming. Fleming arrived and brought with him some penicillin. And with that, Fleming saved Churchill's life for the second time, because it was Churchill who was swimming as a young boy in the Scottish loch. And Alexander Fleming, the son of a local farmer who dived in and saved him. Now, who would have thought that one act, jumping in a loch to pull out a young boy that had cramp, would have such an amazing impact? But that one event led to Fleming becoming a doctor, discovering penicillin, saving the lives of countless others. We may never know the impact that one action has. Like the people in our quiz, like Simon and James and Thomas, we might not be known for what we achieve. But Jesus calls every single one of us by name and chooses us to follow him. He loves each one of us exactly as we are, and he sees the potential that we have. And he invites us to follow him, to join in his adventure, because with his help, we can make a difference in our world as we learn to bring in God's kingdom. Let's take a couple of moments of silence to reflect on God's word to us, and then I'll lead us in a prayer. Loving God, we thank you that you have made each single one of us different, with different abilities and gifts, with different personalities. Thank you that you love us for who we are, and thank you that you can use us just as we are to bring in your kingdom, to transform our world. Lord, I pray for each one of us that we will have the courage, like the disciples, to accept your call, your invitation, and to choose to follow you. And Lord, as we do that, help us to be aware of all your Spirit is leading us to do and say, so that we can be exactly who you want us to be and reflect you in all that we are. In Jesus' name, amen.